different violation. Were you guys, when you signed him, did you kind of have an inkling that maybe something might happen, or was it kind of far along or sudden in the process?
Yeah, I'm fortunate that Mario isn't here with us. Mario is playing a really good ball for us. We just let the suspension play itself out. We'll have guys step up in their role. We get Kurt back. Added to the roster, got Danico in. We'll continue to roll our D-line as we have all year.
From your perspective, how much has Matt LaFleur play calling changed from when he had Aaron to where he has Love now?
I can't go back that far, but it's I think Matt's a really, really good coach, really bright coach. He does a really good job of just creating a lot of chaos when it comes to the pre-snap, and that's where I think they gain a huge advantage. You talk about the motions, the snap points, and just being able to have many various plays, whether it's a run game or in the passing game. Just he really makes you work as a defense to communicate pre-snap, makes you work post-snap to really know who you're matching in coverage. So it's a very difficult offense, right, to defend because of so much movement, and Matt has done a good job with that. You know, his entire career, Matt has been the head coach there in Green Bay. You know, he's had a top offense, and those guys have been in the playoffs, so it's a credit to him and the work that he's done.
When you take a look at that.
Following up on the kind of the chaos, you guys have kind of faced that. Does that help you? You'd be better prepared for how to navigate it?
We hope it helps us that we've seen some like offenses like this before. You know, last year practicing versus the Dolphins in training camp, and this year going against the Rams, you see some of those similar things, some of the similar concepts that show up, just all the pre-snap movements and defense, it stresses you. So it's a challenge for us. And I think, you know, with what we've seen so far, our guys have handled it well, but it'll be a matter on Sunday. Like, how do we handle it on Sunday with our guys? And I feel like they'll do a good job with it.
What do you like about Hewitt and Hanson from a standpoint of them potentially playing more defensive snaps if called upon?
Yeah, Neville and Jake they've been here with us for a while. They've gotten a lot of reps. They know how we play. They know, what to expect. They know how to communicate. So it's nothing new to them. You know, if they have to go out and get snaps, feel confident in those guys being able to step up and help us.
You look at their defense. Xavier McKinley leads the league in interceptions. Why do you think they've been so good at taking away the football?
I think the Packers have been good at taking the football away, starting with their defensive coordinator, Change, and Jeff Hafley coming over. And I know his emphasis, from being with them, his emphasis is always on the ball, creating negative plays. That's what he truly believes in. And you see, his imprint on his defense instantly. He got really good players, McKinney, Alexander, guys. They attack the football the right way, and that's help them win football games. And the ball is the most important thing. Like, you can take it away and give the offense a short field. Like, it really helps you win games and helps you be successful. So that defense is thriving in a turnover market. They're leading the NFL in turnovers. And for us, we have to do a great job being conscious of protecting the ball at all costs.
Are there any challenges for Autry, maybe given the fact he hasn't played this year, as far as being in shape and ready to go, and maybe like a snap count limit or anything?
Yeah, Autry, he's ready to go. He's been doing a lot of work. While people weren't watching him, while he wasn't here, he put a lot of work in. And that's the biggest thing. And that's a credit to all our guys. And I really, with our sports performance group and the way they work with our guys when they're not here, like, it just shows how Dylan came back. Dylan was ready to go. Damian steps back in. Joe steps back in. Like, that's a credit to not just the football side, but our sports performance side, our training room, and how they have our guys prepared. When they do get back, they're back and they're ready to be effective for us.
Jordan Love is one of the best play action quarterbacks in the league. What is it about their play action pass game that makes it so lethal?
With the Packers play action passing game, it's what makes it lethal. They have really good speed. on the perimeter, they have speed. They have guys can go up and attack the football and come down with it. And the quarterback is able to buy even more time when you have the play action in the front. Has done a great job protecting it, but the quarterback is able to buy even more time to allow those deep shots to get down the field. So the ball will be up. It's just a matter of, who's making the play. Like, can we defensively come down with some of those plays? That'll be the challenge the entire game.
Coach, I know that Jordan Love gets a lot of the accolades. What have you seen from that Green Bay Packers
running the tempo.
Adding Jacobs has been, I think it's been a nice addition for them. I know Matt wants to run the football. That's where they want to thrive. That's where they want to live. First things first, they want to establish a run game and run it as much as they can. And so with Jacobs, he's a strong, powerful runner, great contact balance. You know, one guy doesn't take him down a lot. So it has to be a collective effort from our defense, our backside guys, everybody getting off of blocks, closing, and we have to swarm and corral Jacobs because he's such a tough runner.
Jake, from a routes, yak, and just speed standpoint, what do you see from him? How do you rate that wide receiver?
Who's the guy you see? Oh, Reed, yeah. Reed, he's one of their most explosive players. It jumps off the tape. Like, they try to get the ball in his hands as many ways as possible, whether they're putting him in the backfield on wide receiver runs or getting it to him just on the short intermediate passes. Like, this kid is explosive. He's a big play threat anytime he touches the football, and not just catching the ball, but his ability to cut back, his ability, right, to burst past defenders. It's cool to see a young player who stepped up and, you know, been an impact player for them, and I know they're pleased with what he's done. So we have to make sure we have eyes on him at all times.
Hey, Coach, that one time that the Texans won at Lambeau, did you play that game? What do you remember from that game?
Last time at Lambeau, I remember it being cold. That's what I remember. Lambeau is a special place. I told our players that today. It's a special place to play. You talk about, you know, the history of football, right? It's always special to play there, and it's even more special when you can get a victory in Lambeau because they always have, you know, a tough team. It's always a tough battle there. Guys, be prepared. But I want our guys really, you know, understand the atmosphere, right, and really just take a look and look around and see how special that place is. And like I told him today, it's even more special when you get a win. It's not going to be tough, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough, right? They're a tough team, really well-prepared team. We have our hands full, but man, I want our guys to embrace the moment of playing in Lambeau.
How do you do that? You're a guy who's really, you know, next man up, next week, on to the next one. How do you soak that in and keep that mindset? Like, enjoy the history and the atmosphere and all that?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I love football. I know that's why everybody's here or whoever's watching this. I'm pretty sure you enjoy football and know the history of football. If not, you know, why are you here? And everybody understands the significance of Lambeau and how, you know, how special that place is.
Hey, kind of following up on, you often refer to sports performance and what a great job they do. Can you just talk about that relationship? Do you let them kind of lead the recovery with the players? They let you know when, hey, coach, it's time. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. With our sports performance staff, we do. They lead. They take ownership of making sure once a player is, you know, turned over to them, you know, they take them and whatever they need to do to make sure that player is right to get back in football shape. They do whatever the player needs, and it's on a individual basis. And I think that's where our strength lies with our program. We have a big enough staff to where we can give guys that individual attention and give them exactly what they need, not so much of a group setting, but it's directly focused to them and their position to make sure when they come back, like, they've worked their individual drills and the things they need to do in a position-specific manner, they've already worked those things. So when they're back and ready to stay.
Coach was talking about Jacobs early. He's forced 28 missed tackles in the league. How are you all able to teach tackling, knowing that after training camp, you don't have that much time in the pads? A lot of the times, the practice is shortened, and you're not in pads. How are you still able to teach tackling?
To teach tackling in season, it's a mindset. It's always a mindset. Like, you want to get the guy down or not. And you show up with the mindset that you want to get the guy down, you'll get him down. And then it comes to in practice, we're not physically tackling in practice, but it's about body positioning. Are you putting yourself in good body position, good posture? Are you taking the proper angles? Are you closing with the proper tracking angle inside out on guys? And is everybody running to the football in practice? That's how you work tackling in practice. And we have one day that we put the pads on. And every time we have the pads on, we want to make sure we're thudding and stopping the ball carrier in the hole. That's how you work your tackling in season when you can't be too physical. You're not going to the ground, but you can still get better at putting your body in the right spot and wrapping up.